42-39. Collins leads it. Shelby County basketball inbounded to Robinson. Right back to Armstrong. Jordan going to drive and runs over Nick Eads. And that'll be, oh my, that was a bad call. Steve Carrillo missed that one.
The thing is, if you call it a block, isn't it a shot? Some shot don't count?
Shot went in. Should have counted.
He caught it on the floor.
Caught it on the floor.
Ooh, that's a bad call all around.
But you're not going to see a more blatant charge. He bounded to Steiniger. He'll rise up corner three. Good. And we're tied at 42. And Shelby County continues to dominate from the three-point line. Ignite right side to Turner. Pat Cochran underneath and get it to him. Heath, left side to Feldner. He'll rise up. Three in the air. No good this time. Battle for the rebound won by Steiniger. Shelby County a chance to take a lead. They've only led briefly here in the first quarter. 7:20 to go here. 42-all. Shelby County's hit five threes here in the second quarter. Steiniger with it straight away. Hands back to Stone. Stone looking to drive. Gets in the lane. Leaves it off on the baseline to Armstrong. Jordan lays it in. Shelby County leads 44-42.
Once again, all set up by Keon Stone.
And Coach Gaither is going to take a timeout as he's trying to regroup as Shelby County now with all the momentum. 44-42. We'll take a break. Come back. Should be a whale of a finish. You're listening to 30th District Basketball here on Power 93.3. WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
It's time once again for Customer Appreciation Days at Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville, February 27th through March 4th. Receive 10% discount on parts purchase. Financing available on tractors and equipment. Plus, door prizes will be given away. And WXLN will broadcast live from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Saturday morning, March 4th. It's Customer Appreciation Days at Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN Radio.
Zaxby's food has always brought people together, catering to the big moments, the little wins, the long talks, and the quick getaways. Because food this inviting is bound to add a lot of flavor to your life.
Introducing the Zax Pack. Served with chicken fingers, sides, Texas toast, and iced tea. Pick one up for dinner or your next event. Friends, family, flavor. Zaxby's, indescribably good.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN Radio.
Ignite with it into front court. Straight away to Feldner. Left side of Ignite going to drive baseline and draw the foul on Keon Stone. Only the third team foul, so not close to the bonus as of yet. Inbounded to Cochran. Out front to Turner.
Really not a lot of fouls in either team.
Turner with it straight away. He got the shot if he wants it. Tried not to take it. Feldner will take a ball screen. Hand over to McKnight. Into the corner here to Fort. Fort straight away to Turner. Back to Turner straight away. Left side to McKnight. Knight beats it down to Turner. Spin on the baseline goes up. No good. And ball rebounded by Turner goes up and will be fouled here on Keisha by Keyshawn Cadlett.
So Dom went over the back to get that rebound.
Did too. Dominic Turner will go to the line. He'll shoot two. First free throw, good. Shelby County now with a one-point lead. And the ball. Keon Stone being trapped in the backcourt. Needs help. And knocked away by McKnight. Davion across the lane to Cochran. Knocked away. Good play by Steiniger. Right to Armstrong. And Jordan will just hand it back to Keon Stone. Keon in trouble in the backcourt. Gets it up ahead. Knocked away. Robinson gets it. Gets it away to Armstrong. A lot of sloppy play. McKnight comes up with it. Davion pushes it. Beats in the middle to Cochran, goes up, lays it in and draws the foul. Foul will go on Steiniger, his third.
Game getting more like Collins wants to play it right there. Keon backing up, and I don't think that's where you really want to go.
Cochran to the line, he will shoot the free throw, and it rolls in. So a big three-point trip gives Collins a lead back here, 46-44. Catlett being double-teamed. Pressure giving Shelby County a little trouble here. Knight really good out in the front part of that. Now they'll settle back and just play half-court man-to-man. 5:15, a lot of ball game left here. 46-44, Collins. Stone, dribble handoff to Armstrong. Goes up in the lane, no good. And McKnight will save it inbounds to Turner. He'll hand back to McKnight.
One thing I like about Davion at a young age, man, he just keeps his cool. Don't ever get too excited. And there he's not, definitely not a finished product by any means, but he...
They look to the bench. Coach Gaither yelling out instruction. Now Davion will hand back to Feltner. He's out near the timeline. Now he'll throw cross court to Ford. Back to Feltner. He'll get it back to McKnight. McKnight with it on the right wing. Takes a high ball screen. Got two people in the same spot. Finally gets it to Ford. Ford back to McKnight on the right wing. Back to Turner. Right back to McKnight on the wing. Davion back to Cochran straight away. Left side to Ford. Nick goes left. Picks his dribble up. And pretty much threw that one away. Ball on the floor, and they're trying to call timeout. And they will give him a timeout, but Nick Ford with almost a costly mistake and threw it to Charlie Cochran and nowhere to go with it.
I don't understand really why that's not walking either.
He went to the floor. You're right. Good call.
Let's see, calls. Let's see, City Step knocked the ball away, but I don't think so. But Nick Ford just, threw the ball right at him. Right at him. He's 2 foot from him and threw it basically off his feet.
So 4:04 to go, and boy, Shelby County has had a heck of a second half. Came out, tied it up early in the third quarter. Collins extended back to a 7-point lead, but Shelby County able to battle back from that, take a 2-point lead themselves, and a big 3-point play there by Charlie Cochran is giving Collins a 2-point lead.
You're Shelby County, you're right where you want to be. I mean, especially the way you shot the three. I mean, Keon and Soniger both have lit it up tonight here from the three.
They both have hit 3 3-point field goals here on the night. Seems like on the reverse side of that, looks like when Collins went to the half-court trap, really gave Shelby County problems. So both teams have countered one another. 46-44, Collins leads it. Collins basketball. McKnight will be inbounding under his own basket. Davion looking, and will float it in deep to Turner. There's no possession, so he can go in the backcourt. Gets it back to McKnight. Now Shelby County is man-to-man. Gets it away to Ford, guarded by Armstrong. They'll take a ball screen, slip through that. Ford leaves it off for Turner. Down to Turner. And Turner has a strip by Robinson, stolen by Robinson. Thought they had a good angle to the basket, and good job by TJ just to strip the ball away from him. Left side, Catlett. Take a ball screen, go all the way, and threw it at the feet of Armstrong and into the bench. So both ways down the last couple of possessions have been pretty rough. Collins back with the ball here, and Shelby County looks like they're man-to-man. Cross court here to Ford. Ford in trouble, gets in the middle to Turner. In the corner to Feltner. He ball fakes, going to go baseline, leaves it off for Turner. Ball fakes, goes to basket, and hammers from behind. And Dominic will go to the line to shoot two. Foul on Keyshawn Catlett, his third. Dominic Turner to the line, he'll shoot two. He's had 8 attempts here tonight, 5 of 8 from the line. Free throw up, this one good. Now Dom trying to give Collins a 4-point lead. Free throw up. Off the back. No good. Rebounded by Armstrong. 47-44. Collins leads it. Just under 3 minutes to go.
Collins at bugaboo at the free throw line, Drew. It might come back to haunt him here.
Robinson can try to work on Cochran. Feeds it right side to Stoniker. He'll take a high ball screen. Stoniker gets it away to Catlett straight away. Right side to Stone. Both Stone and Stoniker have been on fire from three. Stoniker's going to drive left side. Leaves it for Catlett. Three in the air for the tie. No good. Rebounded by Ford. 2:25 to go in this one. Knight working against Catlett. Davion spins in the lane. Goes up. No good. Taps his own shot. No good. And they're going to have an over-the-back foul, I think, here on Charlie Cochran. And Charlie went down face first on that play.
I think it's a good call.
Yeah.
Keon was inside, had position. Davion with a nice move. He's got to be able to finish that layup.
Yeah. So only the 15th foul here on Collins. It'll be a full timeout, so we'll take a break as well. 2:14 to go in this one. Collins back out on top, 47-44. You're listening to 30th District Basketball Tournament here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
This is Power 93.3, WXLN, a ministry of Bullock Broadcasting Company. Thanks for listening. Broadcasting on 93.3 FM and streaming worldwide at WXLNradio.com. This is Kentucky Anna's best mix of Christian music. Power 93.3 WXLN LP, Shelbyville, Simpsonville.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
Your broadcast home for Shelby County Rockets at Martha Lane Collins Titan Sports. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
It's trailed by three. He's still in the backcourt, being doubled. Gets closer in the front court to Catlett. Catlett gives it to Armstrong, going to the basket. Jordan lays it in. Lead down to one, 47-46, under 2 minutes to go. McKnight, ball screen, hands it back to Ford. Nick going to drive, leave it off for Cochran.
Looks like Nick could get all the way to the basket, right?
I thought the same thing on that last drive, absolutely. Left side to McKnight. Davion now just walks it back out near the midcourt line. 1:30 to go. High ball screen. Davion tried not to go the entire way. Keeps it back out to Turner. See how much Collins will take off this clock. Danger of a 5 second call. It's going to drive, spin, in trouble. And Coach Gaither is going to take a timeout. And looks like it's going to be another full timeout. So we'll take a break as well. 1:09 to go in this one. Collins by one. You're listening to the 30th District Basketball Tournament here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Zaxby's Food has always brought people together, catering to the big moments, little wins, the long talks, and the quick getaways. Because food this inviting is bound to add a lot of flavor to your life.
Introducing the Zaxby's Pack. Served with chicken fingers, sides, Texas toast, and iced tea. Pick one up for dinner or your next event. Friends, family, flavor. Zaxby's, indescribably good.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN Radio. Power 93.3, WXLN, and WXLNradio.com. Thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been in business for 24 years and is a quality used car lot. Specializing leasing and used vehicles with on the lot financing. Barry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 633-0028. That's 633-0028. Need a quality used car at a price you can afford? Then stop in at Barry's Auto Sales, have a look around, and secure your tax time purchase. Barry's Auto Sales underwrites WXLN program.
He's being doubled. He's in trouble. And, ooh, good catch by Dominic Turner. I thought that was going out of bounds. Cross court to Ford in the corner to Feldner. Feldner's going to drive, take it back to McKnight. 55 seconds to go. I'm not sure if Collins is trying to go for one or what, or take it, just run the clock out. Ford, he's being doubled, gets it away to McKnight, floats it over to Feldner. Down low to Cochran, wide open under the basket, lays it in. 40 seconds to go. Collins by three, 49-46. Deion Stone, and before he gets a shot off, Coach Case will take a timeout. See if this is going to be a 30. It'll be a full timeout. We'll take a break as well. 33 seconds to go. Collins by three. You're listening to the 30th District Basketball Tournament here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLN Tournament.com.
Paul Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville is proud to support Rockets and Titan Sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. Good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Paul Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN programming.
49-46. Collins leads it. But Shelby County has the ball. 33 seconds to go in it. Inbounded to Stone. Deion with it out deep here. Still dribbling. 23 seconds to go. Gets it over to Armstrong. And Catlett was tripped coming off a screen. The ball will go out of bounds. And I think you got to make a call there.
He tripped over his own guy.
Was his own guy?
Yeah, I think so.
Collins is only in the 1-1, so inbounded back to McKnight. And throws it out of bounds. Throws it right back into Stone. Goes under the basket and goes out of bounds. It will come back to Shelby County. So what a turn of events. So 10 seconds to go. He inbounded the ball to McKnight. And let him out of bounds. He tried to save it, saved it back in bounds. Right to Keon Stone, and then looked like he was going to get a shot off. So, wow. Couple of turnovers there, but Shelby County was still a chance here with 10 seconds to go. Shelby County is out of timeout now. Collins still with one. So, on a make, Collins still can stop it if they make a three and try to get a shot off.
I think they were going to try to run a play for Keyshawn. I mean, yeah, Keyshawn off that. He took over his own guy. I think him and Trey Sonniger got mixed up and took over his own guy.
Are you kind of surprised they chose Keyshawn? Nothing against him, but with Keon Stone and Sonniger being so on fire here in the second half.
I mean, any one of the three, I'd be happy with shooting the three. I think, Keyshawn shot every time he shoots, he kind of like bail. I think every time he shoots it, it's like it's going in.
10 seconds to go here. Catlett will be inbounding under his own basket. Collins leads by three. Inbounded Armstrong. Jordan trying to get it to Catlett. He's in trouble. Gets away to Sonniger. Sonniger going to shoot a jumper in the corner for the foul. Off the back. No good. And Collins will advance. Trey had a really good look at it. From the corner, and look, was dead on and just hit off the back of the rim. So, a tough loss here for the Rockets as they battled back all night long. Found themselves down 12 in the first half. Battled back, found themselves down 9 at the half. Tied it up in the third quarter play. Took the lead midway through the fourth. But Collins able to make a couple of plays down the stretch, and the 3 to tie it in the buzzer, no good. And Collins wins it here, 49-46. We'll take a break. We come back. We'll wrap it up. Collins advances to the finals on Friday night. You've been listening to the 30th District Basketball. football tournament here on Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Basketball on Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com. The game was proudly underwritten by Shannon Funeral Service, Jacoby Sales Incorporated, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, Zaxby's of Shelbyville, Perry's Auto Sales, Shelbyville Pharmacy, and Hall Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville.